Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello, Jihao.
Dadile.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing? It is May the 14th, 2024. Hallelujah, Tuesday, May the 14th. Yes, say hello to family and friends around the world. We are so glad that you could join us today on the show. And we are today announcing a brand new YouTube channel called Kevin White TV. We have big dreams for God using this channel, and many people are already subscribing. So if you have not subscribed yet, I want to encourage you to subscribe. Even right now, do me a favor. Go over to YouTube. Maybe you're watching this on LinkedIn. Welcome. Facebook, Instagram. Hello, everyone. Please go over. Take a moment. It won't take very much time. Go over to YouTube. Go to Kevin White TV. All right. And just subscribe. That way you're going to get a notification in YouTube. If you happen to be on the platform when we go live, you'll see that. I am posting shorts every day, just encouraging people in various nations. And I really believe God has given a word of encouragement. I look back over my life, and courage has been one of the biggest gifts of God. I grew up very insecure. I was covered in fear. Anybody know what it is like to be covered in fear? I do. Two hands raised. I grew up very insecure, and God has used his courage to absolutely transform my life. And so encouraging you is a big deal to God. It is a big deal to me. And I believe God has a word of encouragement for you, a word of strength, a word of comfort for you. So yes, thank you to everyone saying hello. Let us know where you are watching this morning. There is Pastor Z. I saw Barbara. I saw the Philippines. I saw Manipur, India. Hello, everyone. I am so grateful to know many of you personally. Wow, who am I that the nations would come in and listen to God's word through me? That's astounding. You hearing God's word, not so astounding. You hearing it through me, I don't know how God reconciles that kind of grace and favor, but praise the name of Jesus. There's Barbara. There's Glory. God bless you all. I'm so thankful for you, and I hope you're strong today. I hope that you are thriving, not just surviving. Yes, we have pain. We have days of pain. Days of suffering. Maybe some of you can't even hold your head off of your pillow today. I want you to know that God is with you. Jesus told us very clearly, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You will have lots of trouble on a daily basis. Are you human? Raise your hand if you're human. I am. If you are human, you're going to be facing lots of trouble. The good news is not that God has promised no trouble, no stress, no pain, no suffering in our life, no grief. We are in a broken world. That is going to happen today. Watch the 6 o'clock news. You're going to see tears. You're going to see bleeding. You're going to see pain. You're going to see real need in people's lives. The good news is God is an ever-present help in time of need. He is with us. And I believe he has sent me into your life today just for a few minutes to encourage you. Today's word is guide. Guide. Have you ever received the guide from God? Have you ever been guided by God? Have you received guidance from God? God guides. And I want you to really look into the scripture with me today for the word guide. Before we dive into the word, I just want to make sure that everyone knows we are launching a brand new YouTube channel, Kevin White TV. If you haven't already, please go over to YouTube and subscribe to Kevin White TV. This will continue today's message, as I believe God will use it to guide you into his word. I love living my life to encourage everyone with a heartbeat covered under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to take God's word seriously. Get into the word and take it serious. Allow Jesus to be who he says he is in the word and to do what he says he will do. That takes a boatload of courage. And today's word, guide, is a tremendous gift from God to me. And I believe to many of you watching, I think we could just break out into an international testimony party of how God has spoken, how God has guided. Do you ever find yourself unsure about what God is saying? Next week's message is going to be speak. And then after that, the word listen, as we look to God's word. Those are practical elements of this message today, guide. So put your hands together for the word of God, and let's just go to Psalm 32, verse 8. I was in this passage recently, and God just opened up heavens and poured out so much revelation from this one passage. Look at Psalm 32, verse 8. The Lord says, okay, there, right there is evidence of God speaking. And when scripture says, the Lord says, we need to be using both of our ears and our spiritual heart to listen. The Lord listens. We're going to talk about that in 2 weeks, but you and I need to be listening on the edge of our seat. How hungry are you for God's guidance? Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. And so, you know, I encourage you to hunger for the guidance of God. May that be the result of today's message. Look at what he says. The Lord says, I will guide you. So I want you to receive that five-letter word, G-U-I-D-E, guide. This is a promise. This is not God teasing you. He is not seeking to make your life miserable. Jesus said that you might have life and have it to the full, that he would give you abundant life. God spoke in the Old Testament, I set before you life and death, life and prosperity. And so when God guides, he's got a vision in mind of what the outcome of his guidance is. The enemy will lie to you and say, if you trust God to guide you, you're going to be poor. You're going to have lots of suffering in your life. You're going to be in a hut in Africa sleeping with snakes if you really let God guide you. And I want you to know the enemy is a liar, a liar. He is the father of lies, and he is lying to the people of God, keeping them from the guidance of God. So let's put the verse back up there. We're gonna camp out here for a while. So just leave Psalm 32, verse 8 up just for a little while. He promises, I will guide you along the best pathway. Have you ever been walking in the dark and you had to use a flashlight? You had to use a candle. You had to have some help. Otherwise, you would stumble. You would fall. You could get hurt. There would be danger because you cannot see where you are going. God says you can be given the best pathway for your life. Where's the source of that? Where does scripture say? What is Psalm 32 verse 8 saying about where the best guidance comes from? From tarot cards, from palm readers, from horoscopes? Where does God say the best guidance comes from? Look at this. This is not rocket science. He's given us the answer to one of the most important questions of our life. Today, you're going to be exposed. There's 8 billion plus people alive. You're going to be exposed to many of them finding guidance apart from God. And they will be settling for unbest pathways. They will not be seeking God's guidance. They will be settling for what their friends say, what their family say, what the media says, what TikTok says, what Instagram says, what social media say, what the culture says, what the world says, what the evening news says, and on and on and on. Where does God call us to get our guidance from? Let's start over. The Lord says, are you and I going to listen to the voice of God, to the Creator, or are we going to allow everything other than God actually speak in this day? I'm promising you, May the 14th, 2024 can be a day of the Lord or it can be a day of disaster. And the choice is ours as to who we're going to give our attention to, who we're going to allow to influence us, who we're going to allow to guide us. He promises, I will guide you. Did he say tarot cards will guide you? Your horoscope will guide you? Your farmer's almanac will guide you? The evening news will guide you? The World Wide Web will guide you? TikTok will guide you? No, he says, I made the heavens and the earth. I created you. I will guide you. And that means we have a choice. You probably have heard my 3-point sermon of the gospel. Man has a problem called sin. God had a plan named Jesus. You and I have a choice. And right here, God is confronting us. Has God used this word to confront you lately? Because if you're really going to be serious about receiving the guidance of God, you're going to have to allow the Creator of the universe who spoke, let there be light, and there was light, actually speak guidance that will bring confrontation into your heart, into your mind. This is not for your destruction. This is a good father, the world's best father guiding you. Psalm 32, verse 8. I want you to keep it up on the screen, okay? We're going to just camp out here. I really want us to pay attention. I think we could sit here for 24 solid hours and just look at this, and God would never stop speaking. I encourage you. Sometimes maybe you feel that your measurement of success in your time alone with God is how much verses you can read. Does God have permission to just stop you in your tracks and make you stare at the word guide? What if he wants you to just stare at that word for the next 7 days and meditate on it? Think about it. Receive it. There's so much locked in that verse. Treasures of heaven in this verse. The Lord says, I will guide you. He's not saying anyone else. There's not a carved idol. He's not putting anyone else in that position. The other day I was at the bank and I had to give my name, my date of birth. It's May. As soon as I talked about my birthday, the woman there at the bank said, oh, you are Gemini. You follow your horoscope? And I said, no, I really don't pay much attention to my horoscope. She said, oh, why don't you follow your horoscope. And I said, well, I'm a believer in Jesus, and I have just decided, why look at the stars when you can actually listen to the creator of the stars? You know, so many people today with a beating heart are going in the direction of guidance, and they are stopping before they get to the creator. They are worshiping a creation of wood instead of the one who created the wood. They're worshiping a carved idol made of human hands instead of the divine Yahweh. Jesus is the guide. You want the best path? I mean, so is God a liar? Is he saying, let me give you 105 billion ways that you can get on the best pathway of life? How confusing would that be? He is so merciful, so kind and compassionate that he would say, you want to know how to get onto the best pathway of your life? I will guide you. I'm not going to send somebody else to guide you. I'm not going to give you some relic to guide you. I'm not going to give you some horoscope, some astrology, some other science to guide you. I mean, why give yourself over to a fraction of what God has made instead of giving yourself over to the creator? He said, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. So raise your hand if you want the worst pathway to your life. Anybody want to raise their hand? Can I get an amen over that? Amen, Kevin. I want the worst pathway for my life. Everybody wants the best. Why wouldn't we? I mean, who wants to go to bankruptcy today? Who wants to have horrible diagnosis in their health today? Who wants to have trouble in their marriage today? Who wants to have discourse in their family? Who wants to be fired from their job today? I mean, that doesn't mean if those things happen that you are not living for the Lord. Again, as I said earlier, bad things happen to good people, but God is with us in that. Raise your hand and give me an amen if you want the best pathway for your life. This is survival. This is rescuing you and I. This is deliverance. You know, so often we wait to be delivered. God wants to deliver you in advance. That's breakthrough. Sometimes we do need a breakthrough from our consequences of our sins. We've messed up, and we really need God's mercy and compassion. What if a loving Heavenly Father wanted to give you mercy in advance by guiding you in the best pathway so that you could avoid that pitfall? You could avoid that sin. You could avoid that disaster. The best pathway for your life. God knows your business deals tomorrow. God knows what you need to say in your relationships tomorrow. God's already there. He knows the best pathway for your life. He says, I will advise you. I will watch over you. That is so comforting. You know, we live in a day, especially since COVID, where more people on planet Earth are isolated, away from community than ever before in the history of the world. You know, one of the reasons tonight on the 6 o'clock news, you're going to see that someone walked into a church and opened up fire, or walked into a school and opened up fire, or they went into a festival and they opened up fire, is because they are living so isolated, so far away from God, so far away from community, so far away from guidance, that they come to an end of their own peace and they take out their pain and put it into the faces of others, holding their guns into other people's faces. They are hurting, and hurt people hurt people. Every person on the news is that would take another life, that would hurt someone, terrorize someone, is doing it out of their own pain. They're isolated. They are so far away from the connection with people. Look at the creator of the universe connecting with you, connecting with me. I say, I will guide you. I will show you the best pathways. I will advise you. I will watch over you. And I want you to know, you may not have mom, you may not have dad, you may not have family, but if you have Jesus, you have everything. If you are in a situation where you can't help but to be alone, and you have God, you have everything. He is guiding you. He will advise you. He will watch over you. This is great. Can I get an amen? Will somebody just shout glory that we have a God that speaks, a God that guides, a God that puts us on the best pathway, a God that will advise you, a God that will watch over you. I just want to ask you, though, how hungry are you for the advice from God? You know, we need counselors. We need coaches. We need friends. We need guidance. And there's nothing wrong with getting specialized treatment for mental health, for exercise, for business. But I want you to know, none of that is ever meant to replace an intimate love relationship with Almighty God. None of it. And so let's continue. I want you to now look at another verse. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, "He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name." God's whole point in guiding you is that it would bring honor to him. And so what kind of testimony is it to God if at any given time, there's 3 billion people that would say that they align themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and all 3 billion said, "Yeah, I took Jesus as my Savior, and God destroyed me. He just absolutely wreaked havoc in my life. He made me so miserable. I had no peace. He squashed every dream. He took away every opportunity. He took away every resource." I mean, that's the reality of a dictator. But what you hear, if you would just sit and listen to the redeemed of the Lord say so, they would say, "I gave my heart to Jesus and he put a new song in my heart. I gave my life to the Lord and he guided me to start this company. I went from barely being able to eat. I had to eat roots in the forest, to God providing and sustaining me. God gave me a family. God gave me education. When no one else in my family went to college, I trusted the Lord, and here I am getting to go to college. God advanced me. God promoted me. God blessed me." You'll hear the blessings of the Lord because God guides us for his namesake, his honor. The number one reason you and I should be running into the presence of God on a daily basis, hungry for his guidance, is because he has to guide us in a path that will bring honor to his name. You can trust him to build your business. You could trust him to expand your coaching career, to get you speaking on platform. You can trust him for your book to sell, the book that he writes through you. You can trust him to bring favor into your life, that he will guide you to the people that you are to serve in your company. He will guide you into your sales conversations. You can trust him. His name is on the line. He will bring honor to himself. So often the enemy will get us looking at God's guidance like this. It's all about me, 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 me. No, this is about him, his glory, his name, his reputation. And so seek the guidance of God. I want you to take away from this message these 4 things. God speaks to you. We're going to talk about the word speak next week, and I want you to be back at 10 a.m. Eastern Time every Tuesday. And next week, we're going to look at this word speak. How hungry are you for God to speak to you? The following week, we're going to look at the word listen. I want you to receive the gift that your Heavenly Father listens to you. Maybe you grew up being told to listen to God. And maybe even today you're confused about how to hear the voice of the Lord. I want you to know that as the apple of his eye, the Lord listens to you, listens for your voice. But I want you to understand that he speaks to you. God guides you. Number two, God guides you. Number three, God advises you. Number four, God watches over you. Look at Mark 11, 24. It says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. And I want you to take this word guidance and just go throughout the scripture, and I want you to just see that you are actually taking a word from a person that has spoken. God has spoken. You see it all throughout his word. God speaks. God will speak to you. We're going to hit this next week. God will guide you. Like if you'll look from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through Revelation 22, you will see that God has been doing what he's promising he will do for you today. Same God. Tomorrow, you can wake up confident. He did it yesterday. He will do it again today. You can rest assured in July, he's going to be there guiding you. In October, he'll be there guiding you. In December, guiding you. 2025, if the Lord tarries, he'll be guiding you. Seek it. Let him advise you. Let him put you on the right path. Let him watch over you. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. You're a part of his story. He's not just trying. You don't have to try to convince him, God, are you going to guide me or not? He's already been doing it. So receive it. Receive this gift that God will guide. Receive it. God speaks to you. He guides you. He advises you. He watches over you. And so I just want you to take the five-letter word, G-U-I-D-E, and take it into your hands and receive the gift. What guidance do you need? What is your biggest challenge? What's your biggest heartburn right now? Will you give it over to him? Father, guide me. I trust you to speak. I receive it in faith that you are with me, that you will speak, that you will guide me, that you will advise me. God, I need advice. Help me to know what to do in this situation. What? Show me the path of escape here. Maybe it's bills. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's relational. Maybe it's something spiritual. Trust God to guide you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this gift of just this five-letter word, that you are a God that guides. And I pray that every person, every man and woman, boy and girl, mother and father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, teacher, pastor, business person, coach, evangelist, worker, every person would receive this promise of guide, that they will know that they can seek and find your guidance, that you guide, that you speak, that you advise, that you watch over. And it will be for your namesake. The results will result, this will result in your name being lifted up, in your reputation being extended, in your kingdom being advanced here on earth. Come and meet every need. Father, there's brothers and sisters around the world that need protection right now in Jesus' name. They need guidance to how to survive. They need food. They need clothing. They need resources. They need bills paid, Father God. Guide toward education. Guide toward marriage. Guide toward pregnancy. Guide toward business. Guide toward profit. Guide toward kingdom wealth for kingdom impact. Guide toward church growth. Guide toward salvation. guide in all the things that we need in this day. And we will give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage you. Maybe you jumped in midway. We have a brand new YouTube channel. I want everyone to please go over to YouTube, to Kevin White TV. If you just type Kevin White TV into YouTube, you'll see the channel there. I hope everybody watching, several hundred of you today, in the days to come, if you're watching this in the future, please go over, make sure that you subscribe to Kevin White TV, and that way you'll never miss an episode. If you like watching it on Facebook, I'm not telling you where you can watch it. I'm just asking you to subscribe to Kevin White TV. It will help us get this message of guide to complete strangers that I've never had the opportunity to be introduced to. We fully believe that YouTube, Facebook, all of this has been created by him and for him. And so I'm just simply asking you to subscribe to Kevin White TV, and that will help us a lot. So next week, I'll be back with Speak, and then the week following that with Listen, and I hope you'll be back with me. I love you all. I'll see you back here 10 a.m. next Tuesday. God bless you.
Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to...
Shoot.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media. Taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c3 organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International, all rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.